This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a nice Saturday, Memorial Day weekend. What's not nice about the weekend is that drive down or drive wherever you're going, you have the kids in the car. It's not a short drive. I don't know how long a drive, but drives down to the shore aren't short with the traffic. Kids screaming in the back seat. Boy, what a fun time. What a fun way to start the weekend. Listen, I did it. Everybody, a lot of people have done it. Not everybody, but a lot of people have done it. I don't understand. And I know going down the shore is a good thing, but and I'll get through this. I don't understand dealing with the traffic on a holiday weekend. I know you want to go somewhere. I'd go in the middle of the night and wait until you can check in, then drive in traffic. But anyway, because there's a lot of traffic in the area, especially going down the shore. 42 is just a joke. But whatever. Enjoy your holiday weekend. For those people staying at home, getting out and doing the barbecues. I got my barbecue from Gerhardt's, so it's just ready. Beautiful barbecue, beautiful grill. So I'm ready, but I'm not ready to travel. All right, let's get into it. We'll start with the Phillies. They won last night. Craig Kimbrel with that ridiculous setup to throw a pitch, and I think it's ridiculous because you're not looking for a sign anymore because you get the signs electronically. But I am not a fan of Craig Kimbrel. He's done well. He's pitched more because Alvarado's hurt, and who knows what he's going to be when he comes back. But to think that Craig Kimbrel's got 400 saves. See, now, a lot of his, and I'll say this, I don't want to demean the fact that he got 400 saves. But saves today aren't the same as they used to be. You know, three-run leads or multiple-run leads are the way a lot of pitchers get saves. And pitchers that got saves from baseball, let's say 20, 25 years ago, used to pitch 2 and 3 innings. You're lucky if these guys come in and pitch one. Well, one inning is what it is. And you can't get a 4-out save. Gosh, you don't want the pitcher to get 4-out saves. But anyway, that's the positive part of the Phillies last night. Kimbrel got a save. Phillies got a win. They beat the Braves. But there's still questions. And the shocking part of the Phillies last night, at least for me, the shocking part is they actually scored 6 runs without a home run. That is historic for the Phillies in the last couple of years. To score anything over, let's say, 4 runs, even 3 and 4 runs, without a home run is historic for this team because that's usually the only way they can score. So they won the game, but there's still questions. There's questions about the pitching. There's questions about the offense. I'll say it again. They really miss Rhys Hoskins, and everybody wanted to get rid of the guy and bury him. And I don't care what he does at first base. You see how important he is when he's not in the lineup. But so there's been questions during the week I mean, they lost, what, 2 out of 3 to Arizona. They were lucky to win the final game. Arizona really lost that game the way they played. But that's all right. The Phillies have played that way to give away games. So, you know, they won the game, and it's a win. But the question is, are the Phillies, and I know listening to people this week on WIP, are they a playoff team? And the playoffs aren't to make the wild card again and think you're going to get to the World Series. That's kind of a reach. I think to think that could happen 2 years in a row, especially the way it happened last year, that's kind of a reach. They're not going to win the division, but to be the third, the last wild card, and that's really what the Phillies are looking at, and I think it's obvious that's what they're looking at. And everybody says, well, when it gets to June, they're going to get hot. Gee, you mean Schwarber's going to hit above 170? I think he's hitting 169 now. 169. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. To be a major league ball player playing every day, he's going to hit some home runs, but to hit 169, and I don't want to hear, well, he walks. Yeah, and he strikes out a lot, too. I just, that's the way baseball is now. You got a 169 hitter in there every day in your lineup, every day. I don't get it. Trey Turner, I know he's a better player than what he's shown. After that home run in the ninth of that pitch that was kind of thrown up by a softball pitcher, that was, if you didn't hit that, you knew he was in trouble. But, oh, this will get things rolling. This will get things started. And then he goes 0 for 5, and the Phillies lose the next day. Because Suarez, and I'm not ready to say Suarez is going to be what he was before. Seems like he's got, well, obviously he's got some issues to pitch well. But so here's a couple of questions today, and a couple of questions about the Phillies. Are they a playoff team? That's number one. If they're a playoff team, do you think they can get back to the World Series with this team? And the key part is, with this team without trades at the deadline. Now, here's the problem, or before the deadline or somewhere around there. Here's the problem. You're not going to win just picking guys up off the waiver wire, as they did with Covey or whatever his name is, because there's a reason a team releases a guy or puts him on waivers. There is a reason. That's because he's not good enough. Because in today's world, if he was good enough, you could either trade him or you could use him. Everybody can use pitching. So can the Phillies, first of all, get into the playoffs? Are they a playoff team? If, in fact, you think they are, what do you think it would take for them to get back to the World Series? And if that's the case, do they have to make a trade at the deadline? I don't think they're going to trade a player like Aaron Nola, even though he hasn't signed, because some way, shape, or form, I think after the season's over, they'll sign Aaron Nola. But if it looks like, and Aaron Nola said they prefer not to negotiate during the season and wait till the end, but you got to figure out, if you're that far apart, whether he's part of your future. But if you trade him, then are, because they lack pitching anyway, are you good enough to get to the playoffs? So it's a real, that's a real issue. That is a real issue. All right, so we can deal with the Phillies today, which we will do. I know, and this might not be what people want to do. DeAndre Hopkins was released by the Arizona Cardinals. Do the Eagles really need another wide receiver? Do you really need to sign a guy who's going to be your third receiver? And I can't believe he'll be happy being your third receiver. What, is he going to be happy being your third receiver? I don't think so. Why would he be happy being your third receiver? And are the other guys here? Devontae Smith is close. I guess what, and then after this year, I think he can sign another contract. Is he going to be, and he's the kind of guy that just rolls with it. Seems like he just rolls with it. But is he going to be happy if you get a player, another wide receiver, like DeAndre Hopkins, when he's going to get less catches? Just think about that. You're playing for a contract. You are playing for a contract. And you're going to get less catches, and you're going to want to get, I mean, anybody wants to get money. And to say somebody doesn't care whether he gets $15 million or $20 million is foolish a year, is foolish. I just don't think DeAndre Hopkins fits here, and there's other teams that would probably pay him more to go there. I mean, New England, Buffalo, Kansas City, they need a wide receiver more than the Eagles need a wide receiver. And it's a one-year contract, so it's not bad, even at 31 years old. And just remember, he was suspended last year for using PEDs. He still caught a lot of balls when he came back. But I wonder if that's going to affect him. If that's going to affect him a year later. And that's what you got to, that's what I think about. I don't know. Other teams have to put that in the thought process as well. So I don't want DeAndre Hopkins. I think they're good enough. They score plenty of points without him. I think it could create some issues with the team. I mean, A.J. Brown's already got his money, so I don't think he's worried about it, even though he wants to get catches. But if you got another receiver, and then Dallas Goedert, he signed a contract, but nobody wants to get, and Dallas Goedert's a terrific guy, and I think he would accept it for a little while. But Dallas Goedert is probably their best wide receiver, and he would get less catches. And he's not a wide receiver. I know he's a tight end. He would get less catches. I don't want DeAndre Hopkins. And I know people are like, oh, DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, well, good. Knock yourself out. All right, so we can kind of mull that around a little bit too. And the Sixers. The Sixers are going to be an issue until they hire a coach. And I saw a report or a comment by Brian Windhorst, who I think is, for the most part, a sharp guy, sharper than most of the idiots and dopes on ESPN, and said, the Sixers are a great landing spot, paraphrasing what he said, a great landing spot for a new head coach because of their stability. Does he miss in this? Stability. Here's an owner. It's trying, and he hasn't been approved yet for this to purchase the Washington football team. Hasn't been approved yet. And the Commanders, they didn't even trademark their name. So now they might have to change their name and might have to pay a lot of money to get the name, whatever. But that's not the fault of the guy coming in. But he has got challenges, or there are challenges. I don't know if he's got them. Challenges with getting that group to be approved by the other NFL owners. He's got 17, I was told this by somebody who would know, and it might be public, 17 other owners, minority owners, 17. That's because he doesn't have enough cash. He's got a lot. He's a billionaire, but he doesn't have enough cash in the world of the NFL to buy a team because he buys everything on credit. So that's why he had to get 17 minority owners. And the NFL is in the process of checking all those guys out. If one or two of those guys aren't approved by the NFL, that delays it even more. The only reason they're even thinking about Josh Harris is because they want to get rid of Daniel Snyder so badly. But that's the only reason. But to say that the Sixers are the most stable organization for a coach to go to, that's ridiculous. He's worried about getting that the Washington team. The other majority owner, David Blitzer, has a piece of the Cleveland Guardians. All they want to do is buy teams and make more money. Is a championship really their goal when it comes to making more money? So, and the future of this team, James Harden comes back, they're not a championship team anyway. That would be, I think, a disaster if he comes back for 3 years at big money. And then you block yourself out for the next 3 years. And I still am in favor of trading Mr. Softy, Joel Embiid, who Jokic is the better player, and all these idiots that I see on social media, it's a regular season award. I get it. But Jokic does more to make the players on his team better than Joel Embiid does. And it's not, he won the scoring title. Okay, give him the scoring title. I don't think Joel Embiid will ever win a championship, let alone a championship with the 76ers. So is this a good situation for a coach to come into? Yeah, you'll win 45, 50 games, but you're not going to win a championship with this team. And you know, if people disagree, you knock yourself out, you can disagree. We got some other things. This date in sports, a couple of big things happened on this date in sports in Philadelphia. And we've got a song that, amazingly enough, Kyle Quinn put together. And it's actually kind of funny. And we're going I'm going to play that sometime during the show. And let me give you the numbers. Before I give you the numbers, I'm going to give you the numbers and then I'm going to give you the question. And to try to win that $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers. 215-592-9494. But you know the number. You got it in speed dial. You know the number. Even though it's been kind of a week with host on caller crime. Making guys like that. Nitwit dope Herb a big deal is just insane. But here's the question for your chance to win $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Check it all out at thebrunoguy.com. And if you got get-togethers this weekend, the Bruno Brothers is clearly the place you need to go to get some snacks, to get some food, you can get their chestnut store. I know they got all kinds of great stuff that you can use for grilling, great food, not stuff, great food you can use. It's all good. But that's a place to go if you're thinking of having parties over the Memorial Day weekend. And this is based on LaFraud James, who out of the middle of nowhere wasn't even asked the question. He's got to think about what's next, or paraphrasing, implying that he might retire. He will not retire. But I'd be happy to see him go. I don't need his drama. I don't need him around. I'm tired of watching him interject himself into everything. I'm tired of hearing about Bronny James. I'm tired of hearing about all of it. So here's the question based on LaFraud James. Player you would not miss if he retires or quits. The player you would not miss if he quits or retires. That's your question today to try to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. And I want to touch on the lunacy and the asinine comment that Scottie Pippen made. We'll touch on all that, which kind of in a weird way ties into LaFraud James, who is a fraud. Great player, plays no defense anymore, just wants to pile up points, and now he's not far away from the all-time minutes played in the NBA. He's not going, unfortunately, he's not going anywhere. If you're a Lakers fan, okay, well, I feel for you, because they're not going to win anything either. But whatever he wants to do. All right, so you got the numbers. Obviously, we'll get the show rolling. But first, we'll take a little time out. The time now is 8:19. WIP. By the way, it's every weekend, and I brought this up when she performed in Philadelphia. Every weekend is a Taylor Swift weekend. This week she's at MetLife Stadium at the Meadowlands. This is what's hard to imagine about an entertainer. Think about the fact that that's 80,000 people. 80,000 people for three shows. Sold out. I just don't know of any other entertainer that can continue to do that. And her fans are out there. She performed. You know, we did the Eagles Autism event last Saturday. At least I did it. And a lot of people did it, which was nice. In pretty much a steady rain. She performed her usual 3 hours and 15 minutes of 3.5 hours in a pouring rain. She was out there. She got soaked. She got drenched. But she was out there performing for that long in a driving rain. And that was in Foxborough. Amazing. But it's another Swiftie weekend for those people up at MetLife Stadium. And I'm sure there's people from here that went up there on this Memorial Day weekend. All right, let's go to Lamont. Lamont, you're on WIP.
How you doing? Hello, Mr.
I'm doing better if you would recognize the fact that the Cowboys have no chance again.
Hey, listen, don't worry about the Cowboys. You say you're not a fan. Just stay away from my Cowboys. We're going to be all right, Mr. Eskin.
I'm not Mr. either, but I'm going to tell you what. They're not going to – and who's your quarterback?
Hey, Dak Prescott is my quarterback.
No
you
shot.
Know who he is.
No shot. And he led the league in interceptions and missed five games.
Yeah, okay. He had to throw the ball. He's really going to throw the ball this year. You'll see. Okay. Hey, listen, Eskin, let me tell you something. Let's get on the Sixers and the old fans over there. I'm talking about Chuck and that guy Andy, the correction officer. All them dopes love the Sixers. Now Glenn Rivers is gone. I'm so happy.
You know what? In the end, they made the thing that annoyed me the most is that James Harden made that decision. That's the thing that annoyed me. When you let players make decisions,
I know,
like that, that's bad. And if
He went, right? He went to Vegas to a go-go spot on the playoffs. How can you do that to the fans like that?
Well, they had some time off, but he cares about himself. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a declining player. Boy,
you're right.
Daryl Morey is just a clueless fraud.
He should be gone too. The whole camp should be out of there.
Every one
of them that came in with Morey, all of them should be gone.
He should have followed
every
Rivers
last
right out
one
the
of
door.
Them.
He should have followed him right out the door.
Exactly, Howard. And get Chuck out there too. Chuck need to go too.
Chuck
gonna try to change team. Oh, I don't like the Sixers no more. All the time, he on that bandwagon the whole time. Him and Andy,
the caller, Chuck.
Andy. Yeah. The caller,
the
Chuck.
Sixers,
you know, we had to straighten them out one time.
They're not a championship team. And
exactly.
They got to start over, and you know that
process.
You know, the process was a failure, and then to pause. What do you mean pause? You don't pause for a year. You start over. A pause just delays the inevitable. Okay, so you'll get rid of Tobias Harris after another year.
Yeah,
but if you re-sign James Harden, if you re-sign James Harden, that's a mistake. And Embiid is not a championship player. It's
exactly.
Simple.
He always break down at the end. He's only a first rounder. That's it. He can't go no further.
Yep.
Howard, can they admit that Jokic is really good, Howard? That guy is really good, Howard.
Most people are now recognizing the fact that he's a better player than Embiid.
But you knew it for years, Howard. You knew it for years.
You know, I don't
want to
hear about
you.
Joel Embiid's defense either. He blocks shots because he hangs around down there. So when somebody comes in, but he doesn't block. What's he block? What's he average? Like 2-something a game? That's wonderful. But that doesn't make him. He's too slow. And players, that are agile can go around him unless he sits back.
Wow.
And that's what he does. He sits back. He's not. Hey, listen, he's a very good player, but he's not a championship player.
I don't think so, Hal.
No.
I don't think. I mean, he scored all them points because they were setting him up to score all them points. But, you know, for the title, for that MVP. But I think Jokic is way better, way better. He's all more right. consistent. You see how he ran LeBron off the court?
You know, LeBron. I'd ask you to give me an answer of a player you would not miss if he retires or quits, but you're a Cowboys fan, so I'm just blowing you up.
Hey, listen, Jimmy Johnson told me to give you a call, though, Howard.
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here. From one dope to another, Cowboy Jim, who is a waste of time, but I'm going to waste a little bit of time.
Well, should it be King? Good morning, King Swifty or King Fraud. Anyway, be nice to Lamont, okay?
Boy, that's really funny. Is that humor? Oh, that's funny.
That's really good. Okay, listen, a few months back, I'm going to say King Fraud. A few months back, I asked you a question. What's more important, wins or losses or championships? And you said wins and losses. So
what sport were we talking about?
Every sport.
No, wait a minute.
Every sport.
I never said a championship's
you
not
did.
More important.
I have it all recorded.
Okay, play it for me. Play it for me.
I don't have the time because guys messed things up.
No. You made the comment. Play it for me or I'm hanging up on your
ass. I can't do it right now. I'm out walking my dog. I can't do it right now.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you pay attention to your dog? Beat it.
Beat
it. Nope. Beat it. Beat it. You know, when you misquote me, you're a loser anyway and a dope because you never bring anything to the show. But I give you a chance. If you bring something to the show, bring something. I never said championships are the most important thing. Don't try to create something that's not there or put something out there that I never said. Anybody would say that championships are more important than wins and losses. I mean, why would anybody say anything like that? He just makes it up. He's a loser and a dope. And pay attention to your dog because I don't have time to waste with somebody like you. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on WIP. What's happening,
Yo,
Chuck?
Howard. What's up, man? Good morning. I ain't talked to you in a little bit.
Yeah, where have you been, Chuck?
Hey, man, listen.
You're trying to defend yourself on all the other shows, huh?
Nah, I ain't got to do. Hey, listen, Howard, why you get a call is a hard job, man.
Is just a waste. He always says things that are just beyond stupid and asinine.
No, I'm talking about the regular callers, man. You said earlier about her, man. You know what I mean? The callers, one thing about the callers, right? Kind of like, you
everything
know,
Herb says, everything Herb says is it's just like
Herb is hilarious, there. Man. Let us cook, you know what I mean? See how you don't think.
Hey, listen, if he brings something to the table once every 10 comments, he'll bring something to the table. That's okay. Listen, I don't have a problem with Herb.
We'll see how you think about the callers. You don't think we that much, you know what I mean? We don't mean much.
Some people bring something to the table. That's why I hung up on the last idiot. First of all,
I don't particularly understand the hype of Taylor Swift. I think she's corny. You know what I mean? That's just my opinion.
She's corny. She's the only entertainer in America that could sell out all their shows.
Yeah, that's because people are idiots, man. That means garbage.
She works so hard.
She's a fraud. She's from Philadelphia.
She's a great entertainer and an unbelievable,
Philadelphia, you know, Howard. I don't care what she does. She's not from Philadelphia.
You don't like Taylor Swift.
She's from Reading. She's no Whitney Houston. You know what I mean? That's all. Whitney Houston sold out when she was at prom. She sold out.
Whitney Houston is an unbelievable, terrific entertainer. Terrific. But could she sell out stadium shows three every weekend? And her last she's selling five out in Los Angeles.
Howard, Whitney Houston still has the number one selling soundtrack to this day.
Whitney Houston. She's unbelievable. She was unbelievable.
She was unbelievable. Yeah, but she did that before, too. You know what I mean?
She didn't have that many stadium sellouts.
Africa and sold out, you know,
Move on, Chuck.
You know what I mean? Whitney Houston's the greatest.
Move on, Chuck.
Man, listen, I'm wanting something else. Listen, hit me out. Howard, chill out, man. Listen, let me tell you something, right? Here's the thing, right? Joel Embiid is he needs to get away from James Harden. You know what I mean? I've come up with that realization. I talked to the boys yesterday, and I think that's what's come. You know what I mean? He's a follower, not a leader. James Harden has no type of leadership. He's bringing his team down.
James Harden's not supposed to be your leader. Your best player is supposed to be your leader, and that's Embiid, and he's not a leader.
It doesn't work like that all the time. Doesn't work like that all the time, Howard. You know what I mean? See, sometimes you got to get a guy.
Works like that most of the time.
Well, this guy, James Harden, is making his team. Why can I say this? James Harden's a good player. He's a terrific player. As far we used to be.
Used to be.
Yeah, but now
he never won anything.
He's been a loser for almost 20 years now. Joel's been a loser for 8 years.
Well, you can't be a great player and be a loser then.
Well, yeah, he's top 75, so he's got to be a great player. You know what I mean? He is what it is. You know what I mean? But he's just not a winner. That's all.
He's not a winner.
What I'm saying,
so that's not
what
great.
What I'm saying is this. Joel, he needs somebody in that locker room that he respects, man, and he sees the work ethic.
You got to start it all over again.
Well, yeah.
And you have Maxey, so you're not starting all over again.
Well, I think they should trade you well, but but we're beating a dead horse.
So
you
would be unhappy if they re-signed Harden.
I would be, absolutely, because he's no good for this team. It ain't about his play. He led the league in assists this year. It's just the simple fact that he's a loser. So when the going gets tough, he's going to fold. And Joel, he's a follower, so he's going to look at him and say, you know what, I'm going to fold too, just like a cheer. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, this is my opinion. They should blow it up. But if you don't blow it up, you got to get rid of James Harden. And the Phillies, let me say something about the Phillies real quick, right? Mm-hmm. The Phillies are going to be fine, Howard. You know what I mean? Because they got Bryce Harper. He's the best.
Okay.
Bryce Harper is the best
and Bryce Harper's
player in MLB.
Very well. All right, but let's just go to the basic question. Are the Phillies a playoff team? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think, can they go back to the World Series?
No.
Okay. All right.
But they'd be a playoff team this year.
With three playoff teams.
All that hype you guys hyped up that goofball, Trey Turner, came from L.A. He ain't done nothing since he came over here.
Yeah,
he ain't done a damn thing.
He's been kind of disappointed. I know he's a better player. And the strikeouts,
he ain't done nothing in the Phillies uniform. I told you guys that. You know what I mean? Okay. Bryce Harper.
Trey Turner's a good player, but he's
garbage.
Not a home run hitter, and I think people expected home runs out of him. That's
got
what the Phillies
garbage for 10 years.
They have one home run hitter in that lineup because Bryce Harper right now is not. He's going to hit a home run now and then, and he's still kind of getting it together. But they can't score without home runs, and they miss Rhys Hoskins. They really miss Rhys Hoskins.
Hey, listen, Howard, what about this, right? How about the Eagles? Why don't we go out there and get DeAndre Hopkins, man? Just make this thing.
No.
Why not? Why?
Because you don't need him. You don't need him.
You do. What do you mean? What if one of these receivers go down?
Well, you got. You
what
already.
Do you mean?
Got, well, yeah, but you can't think about that. You got to think about how it's going to affect him. It's going to take catches away from Devontae Smith, from AJ Brown, and from Dallas Goddard.
These guys are great, but this offense would be unstoppable.
Okay.
If you're going to get, and
they
get
already
the
they already do
spot.
Score a ton of points. I think they were second in the league last year in points scored.
So you don't want D-Hop here.
Nope.
Or with
there's
with,
a reason
with
he
AJ
got
Brown.
Cut. There's a reason he got cut.
He got cut because the Cardinals, their organization is an
bad.
Idiotic organization. That's number one.
It.
You give a 5'7" quarterback.
And let him
all
go
that
to the Cowboys. Let him go
bad
to the Cowboys
attitude.
And screw
no,
things up there.
No, man. I don't want to see D-Hop in the Cowboys. D-Hop is a great player, man. You know what I mean? He needs to come to fill
he
up.
He was a great player, and he's still a good player. But they don't
play.
Need him. They
so,
don't need
so you want to keep Quez Watkins in the slot?
No. Nope. But I don't need – well, you're going to keep Quez Watkins. They're going to find some – as a third receiver, you don't need the star – as a third receiver. It's just too many. It's too many on the field. You only have one football.
He just said he's not a star anymore, so he'll fit right in. He understands his role when he comes in.
Well,
1 year deal.
Well, he's going to be a 1 year deal. He's going to be playing for another contract. So
yeah, next year.
All right, Chuck, I'm going to give you a chance at the question. The player you would not miss if he retires or quits.
Joel Embiid.
I'll put you down. I'll put you down for that, Chuck. Joel Embiid. That's an interesting answer, Chuck. I don't know that that's going to win, but that's an interesting answer. All right. Have a great... What are you doing this weekend, Chuck? Oh, we hung up on him. Okay. Joel Embiid. Yeah. I wonder what Chuck does to have fun on a holiday weekend, other than listen to himself. Chuck's a good guy. 215-592-9494. This day in sports history in Philadelphia, I'll have that for you. Couple of things when we come back. And an interesting take on the talent other than the talent of football by some Philadelphia Eagles. We'll have that when we come back too. WIP, and the time now is 8:40. 94 WIP on this Memorial Day Saturday, Memorial Day Sunday tomorrow, and then it's Memorial Day on Monday. I wonder how many people this year, there's more people traveling for this Memorial holiday because obviously things are better than they were in the last few years. So it's just, it's nice that people can get out and enjoy it. All right. On this date. All right. Let me take a call and then I'm going to get to the date and what this date is in Philadelphia sports. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Is there a Mendoza line with Schwarber that you have to sit him? Like, what do you do
I'm
when you're in
you,
a situation
he
and he gets hit?
They're not going to sit him at 140. If he, and it's almost impossible to hit 140. It's almost impossible. Just the way the official scores are this year in baseball, they really give out hits when they shouldn't be hits. It would be hard to hit 140, but I would say that would be the line. But it is... In any year to hit one, and I believe he's hitting. I'll check this again. I believe he's hitting 169. If you're hitting 169, and you're still in the lineup, and he hasn't been over 200 for, I guess, weeks. It's embarrassing.
Well, what are you doing? You're paying a guy this much money, and he's one of your stars.
I think he probably had a. Did he have a walk last night? Yeah, he had a. He struck out and had a walk, and he was 0 for 4. So he's hitting 169. That's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling.
What other moves would you make coming up for the Phils at this point?
They don't have anything to trade to get more pitching. You're concerned about Nola and Wheeler. They pitched okay, but not good enough to go deep. And then you don't have a fifth starter. And then you got to worry about Suarez. You think he's going to be okay. And they tell you he's going to be okay. I think you need another starting pitcher. And you're not going to find a home run hitter. You got to be lucky to find a home run. Where are they going to put that home run hitter?
You think they would trade anybody like a Schwarber if somebody showed interest?
No, I don't think they're going to trade Schwarber. You can't. No, they're not going to trade Schwarber. Schwarber's a really good guy, and he's now more of a presence in the locker room, I think, than anybody else right now in that locker room. So, I mean, Hoskins is going to come back after they come back from this trip. That's what Rob Thompson said. He's not coming back to be in a locker room, not to play. I just don't think he's going to play this year.
He's out for the year, right?
Yeah. Well, he thinks he's got a chance to come back, or he said a chance to come back in September. I would doubt that a doctor would let him do that. But reality is, he is really a presence in the locker room. However, you got to play to be a presence. I mean, I like Reese Hoskins. I think he's a great guy, and he's missed more than anybody else in that lineup. But you got to find Schwarber's not going anywhere. So I don't know what they trade. The guy you may not be able to sign is Nola. Now, do you go into the offseason if you feel you have no chance to come to an agreement? But then you can't trade pitching. I don't know what you do. I don't know. I have no idea what where they can go because they don't have any real minor leaguers left to trade that they want to trade. Now, you can't do that because they're not close enough to win a World Series. And that's what you got to look at. I don't know what they could do. I don't know. And they keep on plucking guys off the waiver wire. That's not going to win you anything. You might get lucky here and there, but I don't know what they could trade. I don't know what they could trade and get something.
There's also the chance that everybody starts stepping up and, you know, things kind of come into place too.
Yeah, you get to a point you say, you know, is what you see is what you got. I mean, I think Trey Turner will be better. And they'll score some more runs, but their pitching is still, I'm still, of anything, they don't score without home runs. They did last night, which is amazing. They scored six runs without a home run. But I'm worried about their pitching. I am worried about their pitching.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the player you would not miss if he retires or quits?
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, it's...
tired of that feed me stuff.
Well, I've been tired of it from day one.
Right.
But
bye bye.
Yeah, Zeke Elliott is not bad. I don't know if that's going to win, but it's not bad. Okay. All right. I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Have a great holiday weekend, as it would be. All right. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you? I hope you have a good holiday. I wanted to ask you, I want you to follow up on Nola for me. If you were the general manager, what would you do with him? I mean, would you trade him? Would you sign him to $200
million?
Because I think
you're
he's
not signing
kind of
the $200 million. You're not signing him to $200 million. I'd probably give him, well, in today's world, I wouldn't give him $25 million. I would, four-year contract at maybe 20 to 25 a year. But that's not what he's looking for. I'm sure he's looking for 30-some million a year.
Yeah. Now, as far as I'm getting a starting pitcher, I mean, would you trade, like, from the minors, would you trade Crawford and, like, Rojas and, one or two other prospects? Would they have a couple prospects now?
You can't keep on trading prospects. You just can't. If you are really close... Is this team close to a World Series? No. I mean, they got to make the playoffs first. If you're really close, then you think about it.
Well, before we're done, I think I have an answer to your question. How can we straighten out the minor league? Because have you seen, like, for instance, Painter?
They're better off now than they were before. They're better off now.
Did you see any of the pitchers down there at AAA, how bad they look, except for Painter, and Painter's good, and even Abel struggling? And then
when you look at the pitcher that's actually doing well. But Painter's not going to be back until, I would think, the end of August. They can't screw around with him. First of all, they got to stop him from throwing a cutter. He had three good pitches, and when the Phillies – I started having him throw a cutter. I think that's what caused the injury. And that was foolish.
Yeah.
He already had.
As far as Joel B., do you think the Sixers will trade him? And could they get good value? Would you do it if you...
You're never going to get what you think he's worth, but you should trade him. It's addition.
Right.
You're not going to win a championship with him, and you've got to start over. And the more years you go on, you know he's going to be hurt every year. You know he's not going to get better physically every year.
Right.
And he's not a leader. He's a really good player. You got to look at the possibilities. All right, who is the player that you would not miss if he retires or quits?
Can it be an owner or does it have to be a player?
Player.
Okay. It would be Prescott, the quarterback for Dallas Cowboys. He's stealing money,
Cowboys,
I think.
So. Miss him. Yeah, that's a stretch. But, all right, have a great weekend.
All right, Matt.
Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on WIP. Hey, Bob. Is Bob there? Bob. He's listening to the radio, so it's a delay. All right, put him on hold. Let's go to... there's another Jim in Northeast Philadelphia. Jim, you're on WIP.
Howard, how are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life.
Okay. Before I get to the Phillies thing, Embiid, Harden, and two number one picks for the number one pick of the draft, would you do it?
Embiid and Harden. Well, you can't trade Harden because if he opts out, you can't trade him. And they're not going to do a sign and trade. No team's going to do a sign and trade because they don't have to. So Harden's out of the mix. So okay. Embiid and Harden for the number one pick, I would do in a heartbeat. But
right.
There's no team that is stupid enough. And that would be, and San Antonio is clearly not stupid.
Right.
You'd have to be beyond stupid to make that trade. No, absolutely. 100%. I would. Would a team do it? No. I mean, come on now. You've overvalued. First of all, Harden's not got. You can't trade him because he's going to be a free agent. And then Embiid to get the number one pick, who the number one pick this year is, absolutely. San Antonio would absolutely 100% not do it. Would I do it? Yeah. But they're not going to do it. I mean, it's a foolish thought to even think about it.
Let me ask you something. Now, we've been hearing on TV and the radio a lot lately about the Phillies pitching, mm-hmm. that they didn't pitch enough in spring training. That to me, who's responsible for that?
Yeah, but I don't know that that's not the case with everybody. You know, because you got to think about this thing. They threw a lot of innings last year. I'm so tired of excuses. It's like Trey Turner's excuse was the World Baseball Classic. So that went by. Now his excuse is it's a new city and a new team with a big contract. I don't want any more excuses. No, I do not think that's an issue. I do not think that's an issue.
Let me tell you something, Ace. Until Nola starts throwing inside consistently, these batters are just leaning over the plate, and it's become too easy and predictable.
Well, it sure is. But he's just not – he's just not – there's just not a lot of things that are the same with Nola. He's a good pitcher, but he's not – he's not pitching the way he used to. All right, who is the player you would not miss if he retires or quits?
Absolutely Aaron Rodgers.
That's an interesting one.
Absolutely. With that ego, and he never points his finger at himself. He'll just put his head up and act like...
He blames people like Embiid does. But you know, all his drama. But we'll see what happens this year.
And I don't think it's a good thing, Howard, what he did, putting himself in darkness. And I'm sure there's little kids out there saying, well, why did he do that? And... is there something wrong?
It's not a bad thought. It's not a bad thought.
Not
all right, Jim,
bad.
Have a great. Let me move on. Have a great weekend because I want to, on this date, I want to get to this date. One of the things that happened on this date, May 27th, 1975. Dan, if you have that ready, let's roll it.
Face off, one. It's all over. The Flyers have won the second in a row. The Flyers have won their second consecutive Stanley Cup. And the whole Flyers bench is off the ice. I'll tell you, they fought from adversity when they had to, and they won the big ones when they had to. And Bernie Parent was big tonight when he had to.
You know what's amazing? The Flyers won the Stanley Cup. That's the last time they won a Stanley Cup, the last time a championship for the hockey team. 2 years away from 50 years ago, 48 years ago, 48 years ago. Is the last championship for the Flyers. And for the Sixers, 40 years ago. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I'm going to give you my order of what the teams I think have the next chance of winning a championship. And it may surprise you a little bit. And we got some other things in store. Another important thing happened on this date in Philadelphia sports history. And the song is called Butchered by the Birds. We're going to get to that, too. And I got an interesting tidbit on the Eagles schedule coming up. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:57.
Kane is in the building.
is we're going to have a featured artist every week to spice up coming back from commercials. Maybe people will suggest a featured artist to have for the coming weeks. But right now, we're worried about the Phillies. They won last night, and, you know, they had to win that game. They can't keep on losing these games. So the Phillies win. They have two more against the Braves, one this afternoon at 4 o'clock here on WIP. And then Sunday night, isn't that a, but they don't play on Memorial Day, so Sunday night's not bad. Sunday night, what, it's brutal. Television has really screwed up. Hasn't screwed it up to the point. The NFL you can't hurt, but television just changes so many things. You can't hurt it because it's bulletproof. Well, that's a bad term in today's world, but it's unbreakable. I guess the NFL is unbreakable, but you know the schedule and flexing another Thursday game. But there's a little quirk there that if the Eagles get that, it would be an advantage if they get a game flexed. But worried about the Phillies. Is their pitching good enough even though they won last night? Is their lineup good enough? It's rare that they score six runs without a home run. There's nothing they can do at the trade deadline. And that is a problem. I don't want DeAndre Hopkins. Let's put it this way. It's not like I'm opposed to the guy, but I don't think they need him. I think there's other things they can do, and the Sixers are always an issue. Whoever the coach may be, is Daryl Morey going to continue his love affair with James Harden and screw up this team for more years by bringing him back? The owner's not paying attention because he's too worried about getting that deal approved to buy the Washington football team, which is running into a little bit, there's some challenges there for him because of all the minority owners. 17. Can you imagine that? 17 minority owners. We're going to deal with the Eagles, some of the Eagles players' ability to sing. But before we do that, we're going to go back to the phones and we're going to go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Yes. Hi, Howard. Good morning.
Good morning. How's downtown Medford, Joe?
It's good. Actually, I'm in Marlton, but that's okay.
Close. Oh, okay. I thought you were in Medford. It says Medford. All right.
Yeah. Let's talk about you want to trade an MVP of the league.
Well, he was the MVP because it was a popularity contest. I don't disagree that he's a very talented player, but he's not a winner.
I know.
And he's not a leader.
All right. I know. I agree, and I'm open. This is the first year you got me where I'm open to trading him. Okay, so I'm proposed. How much does it take to trade an MVP, though? I mean, does it take two good players and four number one draft picks?
It's got to be somewhere you would think. See, the problem is if it's a top five draft pick, usually those teams aren't that close to a championship. So you got to find a team that thinks they're close to a championship, and that's the player that can bring it to him, and you can change his physical and mental approach, and you can do a lot of things. It's really a difficult situation to trade him. But for the 76ers, the question is, can they win a championship with Joel Embiid? And the answer is, in my opinion, no. All right?
Yeah, I've given him enough chance. I'll throw a trade. Let me throw a trade at you anyway.
Sure.
Just because you know these guys. Would you trade with Indiana Haliburton and Buddy Hield? Sounds familiar. And four first-round picks starting in 2025. I think that's that leap year that they don't have a first-round pick. So it'd be 25, 27, 29.
They don't have a first-round pick in 27 either, I don't think. But
whatever. Yeah. So,
they can't
so
trade
a
first round
year.
Pick. Would I do that? Yeah, because of the first round picks, because you have flexibility to go out and get other things. Yes.
Okay,
but you're not going
to
get
that trade.
Indiana is not going to give you, number one, the Haliburton they could have had for instead of James Harden, which was stupid by Daryl Morey.
That's why I brought him up.
But they're not going to give you four first round picks. Yeah, would I do it? Yes. It could. Would a team do that? No. Not a chance.
I bring that up because I saw one thing online where they said it would take seven first-round picks to trade the guy.
Nobody's giving you seven first round. I don't know who put that on there, but it must be a
I figured four, but I got one other deal, and then I'll let you go.
I don't
know, but
I don't think anybody's going to give you four.
Okay, okay. Tobias Harris has is a good player, has an attractive contract because it expires at the end of next year.
He's an average player.
Okay, I think he's a little better than average. He's close to an all-star, but not an all-star every year.
Close to an all-star.
okay. Anyway, would you trade him to the Knicks for Randall, straight up?
I would, but I don't think the Knicks would do that.
Because
Randall
get out
Randall's
of
hot and cold, but at least he's better than Tobias Harris. But Randall's got probably what 2 years left on his contract.
He's got two more years left, I think.
Yeah. So.
And
but
Tobias,
yeah, I would do it to get rid of Harris, but I don't know that it does enough for you. You got to try to find a way. If you bring Harden back, it's over. Just mark it down. Just forget about the 76ers. If you bring Harden back, forget about the 76ers. Forget about the Sixers.
Yeah.
The arena in the middle of a traffic jam. You know, the whole thing. By the way, I was talking to somebody who knows about arenas. You know, they say $1.4 billion, their money. It's going to be, by the time they build that, it's going to be $2 billion was his estimate. And Josh Harris doesn't, it's more things that he's going to buy on credit or get on credit. So and then they get no revenue from parking. It's a bad
thing
all around for the city, for everybody. I don't even understand
that. It's a mess. I like to drive in half an hour, park my car.
Well, no, you're
going to
take, when you park because of the parking spots at lots away from the arena, you're going to have to take a bus. You're going to have a shuttle bus to take you from the parking.
It's a disaster.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. Hey, Joe, what player would you not miss if he retires or quits?
If he retires or quits. Current player that, I don't know. Ball? One of the ball guys?
Okay. All right, Joe, you weren't ready for it. But that's our question.
No,
thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Yeah, our question this today to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Which is great. The DeBruno Brothers is great this weekend for all the things you might need for your little Memorial Day weekend parties. Check it all out at DeBruno.com. I mean, you can get things catered, too. What the heck? They can do anything. But the question is, a player you would not miss if he retires or quits. All right. One thing that I want to do, because I think it's kind of funny. The singing talent of the Eagles. Kyle Quinn amazingly put this together, and he titled it Butchered by the Birds. All right, let's hear it.
KTEL Records presents Butchered by the Birds, featuring the Eagles of today, like Jalen Hurts.
Fly, Eagles, fly!
And Jason Kelce.
And the
And the Eagles of yesterday, like Brian Dawkins.
All game, take me out to the crowd.
And Jeremiah Trotter.
Hit him high, hit him low.
This lyrical masterclass will have your hands clapping. And your ears bleeding. Call now and we'll include a bonus disc with additional play-by-play commentary.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
You can't get enough.
You absolutely hate to see that.
Of this courageous musical effort.
This is a joke, quite frankly. What's wrong with him?
So here are your favorite Eagles, Let Loose.
Good bowel movement.
When you order Butchered by the Birds.
This is just awful.
No refunds.
I'm sure they're flying off the shelves. Yeah, Dawkins sang "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" at the last home stand when he was at the Phillies game. I don't know that he knew all the words. He wasn't in tune with the music, but that's all right. He gave it a shot. It's just, yeah, it is interesting to hear the Eagles sing. All right, let's let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
How you doing? Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, computer Chuck. What's happening?
Let's put the computer away. That's old. Yeah, joke's retired now. So is the analytics department.
It's your new name. It's your new name.
I'll talk baseball. I'll talk general baseball strategy-wise with you any day of the week. You tell me where, and then I'll make a donation to your charity. But let's get focused.
Okay.
Here's the problem.
By the way, I want to thank you and all the people that donated.
You're welcome.
To the Eagles Autism Challenge.
You work your butt off for that philanthropic cause, and you should. Yep. I know you're very proud of that, but you should be.
Yep.
Here we go. The three primary ways to measure a team. Earned run average are 5. Run production 4.3, way worse than last year. 27th defensively. I won't get into how you measure that. Howard, are you going to change all three departments? Maybe one? Can you really raise all three?
So what you're telling me is the Phillies are not a playoff team.
Right now they're not. And,
no, they're not.
Yesterday when I said on WIP, the defensive front said, oh, God. The guy freaked out. The other guy that was on, I love him, by the way. He's been around. Jody Mack says, well, you know, that's Chuck being with his analytics. Not at all. What I said was, and this will shock you a bit, that right now the Phillies don't have, except for JT, because you always have JT, right? He's excellent defense. Aside from him, you don't have a plus player as they measure it with defensive front save, which, by the way, is so deadly accurate. It's why Ozzie Smith is number one, so on and so forth. It's deadly accurate. People say, oh, it's very subjective. Not anymore. It's really not, okay? And the Phillies don't have a second-plus player defensively. And that's not to say Stout's not good, you know, and they can't improve, but range-wise, he's not when you look at him. And that,
yeah, Trey Turner is just a little above average defensive player.
No,
but he's a good player. He's got to hit more.
Now let me ask you this. If you're running an organization, and I know you would do this, you would be forward-thinking, solution-oriented, and strategic-minded. If the managers are like that, and they do respect data and analytics, the use of data is analytics. Okay, we agree on that. Then when you look at Schwarber for the first 2 months, we all know this, 1,200 at-bats career-wise. He's 188 and 730. 1,200. He's 169 this year. So if you see that bold face right in front of you, then why would you not start the season off with Schwarber based on those stats, you know, batting 5th, 6th, or 7th, and let him earn it back up as he progresses and gets better? You have the data, 1,200 at-bats, large sample size.
The reason Schwarber led off is because he was comfortable there, and the manager let him dictate that, and that was a mistake. There's no question that was a mistake. In baseball, I just can't believe a guy hitting 169 plays every day. And I know he's going to hit a home run now and then.
To your point, it is to the point right now where if you take a look at his numbers as a lefty against right-handed pitching, you can make a hell of a case for substitute. They'll never substitute him. I get that. But if you're playing to win and you're managing by the statistics, you make a great case right now for substituting him. Let him face right-handers and then bench him on left-handers. They'll never do that, but that's playing to win because right now his next 30 home runs, Howard, is not going to put him into a plus war player. He's minus one.
Here's the problem. They don't score very well without home runs. And he's the best home run hitter their lineup.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Okay. And then you really put yourself. So they're stuck. They are stuck, and they miss Hoskins, which is he's gone. Let's get over it. He's gone. They miss him. Harper right now is not where he was before. If Harper has 20 home runs this year, that would be a lot. Where do you get the home runs from? Where do you get the home runs? They just don't have home run hitters.
But they don't all currently. Like right now, his home runs have won 2 ball games, okay? Last year's a lot of solo shots that didn't impact the final score. So if you break it down, and we're doing this year with Schwarber because of last year, everybody's saying the 46 home runs. So what we're doing this year in our podcast is we're breaking down each game defensively what he's letting in. And it's, I know he's not supposed to be out there because of Harper. We all understand that. But in the meantime, what's happening in the left field, his numbers are way worse than the Bulls in left field.
Yeah,
way
I
worse.
Don't think he's really cost him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you have to look at it per. You know, Howard, the balls that drop in, and it looks like it's just a single.
But there's so many other issues. That's
yeah,
the
there
problem.
Is. Well, we
there's,
just said it. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
so many other issues. It's
so
just,
of the three departments, which yeah, one but, would you bet on?
But I'm going to tell you right now, I think it would be a mistake to play Harper at first base to give you flexibility in left field. I think it would be a mistake. Because although he's working out there and he's working hard, he still hasn't made those. That 3-6-3 double play.
That's tricky, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. If I'm a runner and I'm on first base, I don't care if the pitcher throws over there. I'm running because I want to see Harper make the throw to second base. And,
sure.
You know, he's going to have to make some throws. And I'd rather see him in right field. I'd rather wait until he's ready to play right field. And then you put him in right field, and then you have their flexibility again.
Man, you talk
I don't
about
want you to
running.
Weaken your defense at first base. I mean, Cody Clemens isn't bad. I mean, and Bohm's not bad at first base. But Harper wouldn't be as good as either one of those guys defensively.
I'm going to get off the phone, and I'm going to give you one before I go. And I'm always objective. You just don't think I am. But I always am objective. I have to be to run a business. I want to give you this one. The kid from Denver, I won't mutilate his name because you know how I am with names. You're entirely right. But you have to seem to believe it because I don't watch them during the season. I'm not a big basketball fan. But watching him in the postseason compared to Embiid, hats off. He's no doubt about
the,
it.
The problem is people don't get to see him in the regular season.
You don't.
Because yeah, it's a weird time zone. And that's yep. why Halliday didn't win the MVP when Jimmy Rollins did. We were going yep, back yep. quite a ways. Because
right
nobody saw the Rockies. That guy carried yep. that team in September. He was the MVP. But the yep. reality is it's a weird time zone, and you don't get to see Jokic. I know it's a regular season award, but Jokic makes yep. everybody on that team better.
You call it. Now, remember one thing. You've still got an open invite to join our podcast, right? Remember that?
Oh, you're going to make another donation.
Get
listen,
out of here.
You pay Boa, right? So you got to pay me.
And Charlie. And our new guy,
yeah,
Frank.
So, what am I, chop liver? Come on, Chuck.
Listen, we said we would pay
I'm not
you
asking for the podcast. Cash for me. I'm asking it for to help.
You damn well know I would make a donation if you came. Well, you know that. I've said that. But anyway, listen, have a good Memorial Day. And,
all right.
Relax. All right, buddy. Good talk.
All right, see you later. All right, we come back. One more important thing happened on this date in Philadelphia sports. We'll get to that. And I do want to address the Butchered by the Birds. You got to order your copies now. I want to address Scottie Pippen, who came off as a complete idiot and showed something that was, it's too bad because I knew Scotty a little bit. I just didn't think he was like that, but he's like that now. All right, we'll get to that. And we'll still continue to talk about the Sixers and the Phillies, obviously. 215-592-9494. The time now is 9:00. It's so much better when we play the hits. Some of that old music that we used in returns. It's always better. We got to have a featured artist every week. All right. Things that are on the table that I want to address that are on the table. All right. Number one, let's put to rest Jay Wright being the next coach of the 76ers. He does not want the job for multiple reasons. He's got a great life now. He's coached 21 years at Villanova, and then all the years he did before that at Hofstra and as assistant coach. Jay's got a great life now. He's still involved in basketball, doing the work with CBS. Why would he want to come and ruin a legacy? He's got, but I know this for a fact, he's got zero, when I say zero, zero interest in being the coach of the Sixers. That's number one. Number two, Scottie Pippen. What a moron. Scottie Pippen, because he doesn't like Michael Jordan, and he's kind of let that out there a little bit, said LeBron James is the greatest of all time. He was on social media somewhere. Come on, Scottie, you're better than that. It's not even close. LeBron James isn't even, he's not in my top five. That's number two. All right, number three, I want to thank everybody again for making donations. Whether you did it, and you, a lot of people, and I appreciate it, did it to my page on the Eagles Autism Challenge. I raised over $82,000, and it's not easy. It's not easy, and people have to feel it, and they did. And every one of you, I thank you so much. Kelsey was the leader at over 100,000, and Jason does a great job too. That's a good thing. And another thing, the NFL schedule. Here's what I'm going to tell you. First of all, the NFL, it's a disgrace that they're now flexing Thursday night games. Not for the players, because the players are going to get more money. It's for the fans. Let's say you make you make reservations, and airlines are the toughest to change without getting charged, to go to a road game, and then they flex it to Thursday night. That's just not, even though they do it 28 days in advance, that's still not fair. That's not fair to the fans. But they don't care about the fans. They care about making money. And they're so out ahead of everybody else's business, they're going to continue to do it. But here's a little tidbit. If they flex the Seattle, the Eagles play, I forget which week it was, they play Dallas on Sunday night. Then the next week they play Seattle at Seattle. At Dallas, at Seattle. If they would move that game, that Seattle game, to a Thursday night flex, what an advantage it would be for the Eagles. Because they would probably stay in either Dallas or Seattle. Have a short week, stay. They wouldn't have to make that trip to Seattle. That would be a tremendous benefit for the Eagles if that happened, if that would happen. I don't know that it will, but I'm just saying. All right, let's go back to the phones. Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning. I hope your staff is going to have a good weekend.
I hope everybody has a good weekend, including the staff.
Yeah, because you always do, so I got to say it to your staff.
Okay.
So, anyway, DeAndre Hopkins, I noticed that he was available, and I immediately said, hey, he's a good receiver, but the Eagles don't need him. What are you hearing that he might possibly come here?
Well, you hear all these, there's so many rumors on social media. That's the biggest problem with social media is there's so much misinformation. The teams that need him more are Buffalo, New England. He's not going to win with New England. Buffalo, he's got a chance to win. Kansas City, they could use another wide receiver. Do the Eagles really need another wide receiver? Would he be improvement over Quez Watkins? Yeah, but it's just, you know, how many balls do you have? And then don't forget about Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goedert might be the best, the most productive receiver, even though he's a tight end, on this team.
I agree.
It's just, how many footballs are you going to have now? And they're second, I think they were second in points scored in the NFL last year. Why do they need him?
I think this is a good case for subtraction by addition.
Well, you're not subtracting anything because you're not adding anything. So,
well, you're adding,
You just
You're subtracting catches from the other three players.
Well, yeah, you're taking catches. And Devontae Smith has got a contract possibly coming up in a year. You know, you don't want to take catches away from him. You want him to be as productive as possible, try to get better every day, which he does. I mean, he's a good guy, and he works hard. You got to stop. You don't need another one. You don't need another one.
Kind of want surprises we're even talking about it. So,
well, because he's out there, so social media creates all that, and it's that's what talk radio is. It's a lot of nonsense. It's a lot of nonsense. All right, for the to try to win that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers at thebruno.com, player you would not miss if he retires or quits.
Well, I will go with the consummate quitter, Ben Simmons.
Simmons, yeah. If he would go, nobody would miss him. See, I created this question because of LaFraud James. You know, he's not going to retire. All that nonsense that he rolled out there when he wasn't even asked a question to try to get more attention, more attention, more attention, more attention. I'm so sick of LeBron. He would be my top, but I took him out of the mix. If he left, I wouldn't care. Leave. Go, you know, do all the other things you say you're going to do. And so, but Simmons is a good one. Hey, Bill, thanks for the call and have a great weekend. Let's go to Jim in Clementon. Jim, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Morning.
Okay, first of all, I have a very important question that the whole Delaware Valley wants to know. So here it is. Are you one of the 17 minority investors to buy the Washington football team?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Oh, so there might be some truth to it, huh?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Okay.
You know, in reality, would I want to be in business with Josh Harris? Not a chance.
Okay. Anyway, it's a good thought, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, the Phillies, they need to, their starting pitching is terrible. So if they ever make
it's
a trade,
terrible,
it has to
but
be
it's
for.
Not quite good enough. It's not terrible, but it's not quite good enough.
Oh, I think it's been terrible this year. Yeah. I think Nola should have taken that contract before the season. Should have signed
whatever
it.
They offered him, he should have taken. I don't know what they offered him, but
yeah, he should have taken
somewhere over $100 million.
Unbelievable.
I don't know that he's going to get it now, and he wanted like $30 some million a year, from what I understand.
That's crazy.
Well,
okay,
yeah, so
the Sixers. These guys should watch the players from the you know earlier days, the 70s, 80s, and so on, and how they played the game, you know, like Moses
yeah,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, those days are gone. It's kind of a shame.
Yeah.
Embiid is to even put Embiid in the same breath as Moses Malone as far as how hard he plays and how hard he works. It's
right.
it's not even in the same universe.
Yeah, most of the people nowadays don't remember Moses. You know, they're too young.
Oh my
so.
God, relentless. He so worked so hard. He was so relentless. He did,
right.
But he didn't score. He wasn't fancy in scoring all those points. It just all he did was bang the boards, and he played defense and worked hard and was up and down the court.
And he could score too when he wanted to.
He could score if he wanted to. He could. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right, I think I got the player that needs to retire.
Go ahead.
He plays for the Golden State Warriors. I think he's the dirtiest player in the league, and that would be Draymond Green.
Draymond Green. It's Draymond. Yeah, Draymond Green is actually a great – if he left this second, I wouldn't care. Wouldn't care. He's such a me guy, and he thinks he's the greatest thing since, like, he's just brutal. That's a good one.
I like
that one, Jim. All right. You're in the mix for sure, Jim. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Steven. You're on WIP.
How you doing, Howard?
Good. How are you?
All right.
If you think paradise for me.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you think Boston will come back against Miami?
I'll tell you what, I think they're going to win the next game. And once that happens, that would be amazing. It would be amazing. If they played, see, they took games off. If they played the way they can, they're a really good team. And for all those idiots that thought the Sixers were better than the Celtics, it's just Celtics are a really good team. When they decide to go out there and play hard. Where Miami plays, usually plays hard all the time. It'll be interesting. If Miami doesn't win the game, I guess that's tonight. If they don't win tonight, they're in deep trouble. Deep, deep,
yeah.
Deep trouble. Yep.
Okay.
All right. So what's your player you most like to see quit or retire?
Well, that guy took – I was going to say Draymond Green, but that guy took my answer.
Who?
I was going to say Draymond Green, but the guy took my answer.
Oh, Draymond Green, yeah. All right, well, so if you don't have one, but I appreciate the call, Steve. Thanks. 215-592-9494. This date in history, another date, the Flyers won this Stanley Cup, and we played that earlier. The Flyers won the Stanley Cup, 1975. It's been that long, 48 years, May 27th. Another moment on this date in Philadelphia sports history, and we'll get to that when we come back. I'm Howard Eskin. The rest of the people another chance to win that $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Great, great weekend for DeBruno Brothers. If you are having parties for Memorial Day, all kinds of tremendous, tremendous food that you will love every bit of it at any one of their 7 stores. And check it all out at DeBruno.com. The time now is 9:38. WIP. You can call it beach season. You can call it whatever you want. It's Memorial Day weekend. I hope everybody is safe. I hope you can deal with the traffic as you head wherever you're going, especially down the shore. Route 42 obviously is a joke and a mess, but whatever the case, enjoy the weekend. A couple other things I want to touch on before we get right back to the calls. Monday, I was invited and had a great time to a golf tournament. Actually, people could win trips. The people at Alley invited me. Of course, my boys at and ladies at Audi Devon invited me, and I met a lot of people, but there's one guy that, not a lot of people from all the dealerships, but the people that their customers, which are fans, one guy just drove me crazy. When he tried to tell me that Tobias Harris was a valuable player in so many words, the guy says he's the fourth option on the Sixers. Wait a minute. Fourth option. Why don't you just go to the seventh option? What is the fourth option? When you get that far, it's terrible. Oh, my gosh. So you always find somebody, a nice guy, really nice guy, and obviously a customer of one of the dealerships. Tobias Harris is good fourth option. Okay, but anyway, I had fun, even with some of the lunacy that went on. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let's go to, is Bill, no, who's next? Okay, Steve, I'm sorry. Steve, you're on WIP.
Good morning.
Morning.
The Phillies, I don't think they're going to the playoffs. And
yeah, I mean, that was my question at the beginning of the show, and I don't think they're a playoff team, but can they go to the playoffs? Yeah, they can, but I have my questions now. I just think there's, even with the win last night, there's too many things that are missing with this team right now.
I agree. Pitching, number one. As for the Sixers, I don't think anything's changing with them going past the second round until Daryl Morey's gone.
Wait a minute. Didn't that fraud of a general manager or president or whatever his title is, didn't he say they were only 2 series away from the championship? What a asinine, unbelievably stupid comment. It's just, okay, you beat a bad Nets team. Every year you beat a bad team in the first round, and then you lose to a good team in the second round. What are you telling me? It's oh, my gosh. It was like, you got to be kidding me. You just said that? Yes, he did.
I think it's pathetic also that the Flyers have not won a cup in 46 years, and then the Sixers
48 years. Yeah, it's amazing. And the Sixers, it's 40 years. It's just ridiculous. It's absolutely It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But now it's and they're not going to win a championship if he bring if Morey re-signs Harden. I don't even care. 1 year you deal with, but he's not going to sign for 1 year. And anything beyond that is terrible. It's terrible. You're going nowhere. Nowhere. It's just, it's doing the same things over and over again and getting the same results. That's, and I wouldn't call him insane because he's slick enough.
Close enough.
To be to con people into thinking everything or trying to. It's ridiculous. So, by the way, I just got, for that comment that the guy made me at that Audi golf tournament, Tobias Harris is the fourth option. A friend of mine just sent me a text. Problem is, he's the highest paid player. And he's the fourth. You believe that? He's the highest paid player. I didn't realize that. He's the highest paid player.
No, I didn't know that either.
No. I guess he's a little higher than Embiid. It's just, it's crazy. It's absolutely insane. But, all right, so who's your the player that you'd most like to see quit or retire?
Has anybody said LeBron James?
No, I took LeBron James out of the mix because that's why I created the question, because I want to see him go. But he's not.
Yeah, I was aware.
He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere.
How about James Harden?
Nobody said James Harden. Well, boy, aren't you going to be excited when he comes back? Oh, I'm telling you, you're going to be so excited.
As excited as I'll be as if Embiid comes back, which he will.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Well, somebody already took Embiid. They got to trade him. They got to start over. Because here's and I appreciate the call. So Harden is, you're in the mix with James Harden. Here's my my thoughts on the next team with the best chance of winning a championship in Philadelphia. Eagles ROC number one. Phillies, even though I don't think they're going back to the World Series this year, and you know, who knows what can happen, they're number two. I think the Flyers are third because at least they're starting from the bottom and they have a chance to now try to get better being from the bottom and starting over and building this team. And then the Sixers. Because the Sixers will still have Embiid. He's not going to trade him. If he signs Harden, that makes it worse. I think the Sixers are in the worst shape of any team in Philadelphia with the next chance to win a championship. I mean, think you got to think about that. It's kind of interesting. All right, let's go to, who is that, Strider? Strider from Phoenix. What's happening, Strider?
Hello?
Strider left. He's out on the golf course now, I guess, somewhere.
Hello?
Who's up, Jerry?
I'm up.
Jerry, you're on WIP.
Oh, one more. I heard of Strider. I was confused.
Well, so
hey, that trust the process. We're going to have to wait another, 7-10 years before we get number one choice.
If they don't start it now, it's going to be at least 5 to 7 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amazing. A 15-year trust the process. I've been embarrassed watching that.
It was the most ridiculous thing, and the way they did it. If you're going to tank for 1 year, I get that. But to try to lose for four years, and then the other thing is, not only do they try to lose, they raise ticket prices on their season ticket holders. I mean, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, we have a terrible owner, terrible GM.
Yeah, he's more interested in getting that Washington football team now than he is with the Sixers, for sure.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a really shame for, you know, we're a great basketball town. It's a disgrace. It really is. But, Howard, my guy, I was reading in the paper that LeBron James, you know, the one the game's over, NATO, he wants to sign Kyrie Irving, so he looks better. Everybody can, you know.
Yeah, he wants players. He tells the team what he wants to do, and the team usually works on that. But I don't know how the Lakers can do that. I mean, I don't think they have cap room. I don't know what and Kyrie Irving's not taking less money. They'd have to get rid of some people and have to have teams take on. And I don't know. I guess they could trade number one picks to get rid of people and get rid of money. But LeBron James kind of, he wasn't even asked a question, and he kind of slid in about his future, implying that he might retire. Well, you know, he just wants more attention. He is the guy, and I took him out of the mix on this this question. He is the guy that wants so much attention. He's not going to retire. He's got no chance of retiring, even though I see reports he might have surgery. He is coming back. He would miss the attention he gets from being a player. He misses the attention in the offseason, so he creates his own attention. It's a joke. So the player you would not be unhappy, you'd most like to see quit or retire.
How about Deshaun Watson? You know, he's bad for the game. I can't believe Cleveland brought him. He gave all that money to him and everything.
He's not created any other issues, but Cleveland wants to see him come. They need him to play well since they guaranteed his whole stinking contract. It's just, it's unbelievable. But, all right, Jerry, you are in the mix on this holiday weekend. Who's next there, Dan? We have somebody else up there. Lou, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, first and foremost, as I always do, as an educator, I want to thank you, cannot thank you enough for all the work you do and awareness for autism. So thank you for that, Howard. Really appreciate
well,
that.
Well, you know what? It's, and I'll say this because, and I learned this from Julius Erving, and I'll never forget, it was lupus. It was an event to raise money for lupus. I think one of his family members had lupus. And he said, we have it now. His platform obviously is gigantic. We have a platform, and we should use that platform to try to help people. And I always believe that. And I do the best I can for a lot of different charities. But here in the case with the Eagles Autism Foundation, I try to help as best as I can. And then there's two SPCAs. I pick games on my website. And a nominal fee, which is a donation. It's a nominal donation. And I raise quite a bit of money. And I'm it's nice enough to have a sponsor. PDQ is a sponsor. So all that money that they sponsor on my website goes to two SPCAs, Brandywine Valley SPCA and Provident Animal Center. So yeah, I just try to do the best I can. And those two.
Well, thank you for that, Howard. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I just try to do what I can. That's all. But I appreciate your comments.
Howard, before I give you my person, I'm between two, but what do you think is going to happen for the Phillies to make a move? Do you think there's a date they have in mind or certain games out of a playoff spot where they're going to say, okay, we got to make a move here, whether it's for a starting pitcher, some bullpen arms? Do you think they have a date in mind or a certain amount of games, or you just kind of have to wait and see since last year was almost like an anomaly where they kind of came on at the end?
Yeah, but I don't think teams want to make trades this early because it seems like so many teams, you know, there's maybe a two or three teams that aren't in the mix, but how many good players do they have? It's not easy to find a team that wants to trade this early. So I think they're going to wait as long as they can to see whether they really have a chance.
Gotcha.
And it's not a chance just for them to make a trade and give up young players just to make the playoffs isn't good enough. They got to have a chance to get back to the World Series. And it's very difficult. The numbers aren't in their favor. Only in the last 30 years, only two teams that have lost the World Series have won it the next year. Only two in 30 years have won the next year. I'm sure there's reasons for that, the long season, whatever. But they're probably going to wait until close to that trade deadline. They're going to pick guys up off the waiver wire, but I think they're going to wait for that. So, all right, who's your
I have two. I'll give you my first. I switched. I have a backup. If this person was taken, scumbag of a human being in every sense of the word was just referenced. Has anybody said Kyrie Irving yet?
No, nobody has.
Yeah, please retire and do society a favor, please.
All right. Hey, that's a good one, too. All right. Dan Wilson is our working everything from the other side here. Dan, that's actually a good one, too. Boy, that's really...
I like Kyrie.
So, all right. So what we had talked about during the break is Draymond Green. But, it's between... And there were some really good ones. So between Draymond Green and Kyrie, you like Kyrie, huh?
I think I do, yeah. I think we have a buzzer beater answer here.
Boy, I guess it pays to be to clean it up. Yeah, nobody took Kyrie. Yeah, I'm kind of torn, but I'm going to, because I always let you make that decision, I'm going to let you. So where's Lou from? Where is he from?
I'll double check, but I have his info.
Okay. So, Lou, you win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Oh, by the way, the other moment that I neglected to mention, on this date, May 27th, 1981, Julius Ware Irving was named the NBA's MVP, a real MVP. All right, he is the MVP. 81. Did that? So they won the championship after that. Boy, it's amazing. But he never quit. All right. So that was the other date in history. All right. So Lou, you win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Everybody, check it out, especially on this holiday weekend at thebruno.com, where there's all kinds of terrific food for whatever parties you may have on Memorial Day weekend. And if you're traveling, be safe. I know it's, you got to have patience with all the traffic. Have patience and enjoy the holiday weekend. Everybody enjoy the holiday weekend. The Phillies are playing again this afternoon against the Braves, 4 o'clock here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. All right, Glenn and Mike Sielski are next. Thanks to Dan Wilson, and thanks to all of you for being a part of this fine radio program. The time now is 9:57.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.